A historic night in the Upper Cumberland last night as we now own Tennessee's all-time winningest coach in girls basketball. That plus we'll talk some Monterey girls basketball, and the Clay County boys are at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive as we talk high school sports. Welcome to the High School Playbook on this cloudy, rainy Saturday morning. Every week we talk high school sports right here with the coaches and players that make the games possible across the Upper Cumberland as we're full-fledged into basketball season. A lot to get done before the Christmas break comes and Christmas tournament plays. Mother Nature, of course, showed her hand this week in disrupting schedules with the brief snowfall, but a lot of games going on today, actually, to make good on some of those games. We'll take you all across the Upper Cumberland as we move through the next hour, but let's get you started with what happened last night. Girls scoreboard from UCSportsNation.com. Clay County beats Trousdale County 58-27. The Clark Range girls win over Pickett County 46-26. Lexi Pierce had 14 for Clark Range. Kaylee Mundy with 12. Kendall Luddick had 11 for Pickett County. DeKalb County beats Watertown 47-28. It was Gordonsville downing Jackson County by a final of 49-36. Lily Chaffin had 8 points for Jackson County. Upperman gets the win over York Institute 58-50, and Reagan Hurst gets her 1,000th point as an Upperman Bee. She scored 28 last night. Red Boiling Springs wins over Monterey 63-30. Livingston Academy down Smith County 61-31. On the boys' scoreboard from last night, Clay over Trousdale County, 85-58. Pickett County downs Clark Range, 64-49. Zach Amonette had 26 to lead the way for the Bobcats. John Parker Reagan with 22. It was Gaitlin LaRue with 15 for Clark Range. Watertown downs DeKalb County, 67-60. Gordonsville beats Jackson County, 50-44. Jacob Hardy finished with 12 for the Blue Devils. Upperman beats York 72-50 Friday night. Monterey wins over Red Boiling Springs 71-64. The boys led by Peyton West with 23. Caden Jones had 18. Cumberland County beats Sequatchie 71-42. Jackson Inman with 15 for the Jets. Livingston Academy scores a 66-59 win over Smith County last night. As we mentioned, the historic night for Clark Range basketball as Lamar Rogers gets win number 1,218. He is now Tennessee's all-time winningest girls head basketball coach, passing Jim Smitty from Bradley Central. Just an amazing record he has had there year after year after year. And this year's team is off to a good start. They had the season-opening loss to Macon County, but the Buffaloes have rattled off 7 straight wins, in large part because of the outstanding guard play from Cassie and Kaylee Monday.
Well, absolutely. They're two of the best players in Tennessee, really. And, you know, a lot of coaches will back that up. They've got super quickness. They've got all their skill from the past shoot. And just a joy coach, kind of stir the drink force up here. We've got other players, Chloe Harris, Alexi Pierce, 3-point shooter. Then we've got three good freshmen. Maddie Bush has started some, and she's coming off the bench, an elite freshman. And then we've got Ian Crabtree and Casey Sale. So got some good mixture of experience and depth both. But everybody's game plan is, you know, trying to slow Cassie and Kaylee down. And we've got some stuff put in that, you know, we're trying to help them be successful, everything. And then they're drawing extra attention, so they've got to find their teammates where they can, you know, do their damage against these teams also.
They are relentless. On the second they step on the court, like their motor's above 100%, and they just go and they push the pace.
Well, it is. They're wound very tight is one way of saying it. And they, you know, they don't get fatigued. They've been like that, you know. Their dad, Coach Mundy, is my assistant, and he's coached them probably through the third through the eighth grade. And they've been like that ever since they was little. They just had that, their aunt, Sean Mundy, that, you know, played on our state championship teams up here 3 years in a row and then played at Tennessee Tech, got the assistant record. Probably get a little bit from her. And they're just a joy to coach, and they're, you know, got you know, some good, like I said, good experience, good leadership from all the players, and we're just kind of waiting to see how good we can get, and we, you know, trying to get better every game.
Two big district games coming up this week after your game Monday night against Red Bull. I mean, against Oneida, you played Red Bull in first. What have you seen out of them?
Well, here again, our district's got a lot of players back from last year. You know, Clay County lost their two main players, but you know, Red Bull Springs has got everybody back. They've got some Fleming sisters is playing. One of them's a junior that's very dangerous. It could start for whole teams in Upper Cumberland. And they've got a lot of good dribblers, which always makes the team dangerous where they can penetrate and get stuff down. So I have to be ready to play, you know, practically every night, you know, in her district. And it's like it, double A and triple A. Everybody's got to be ready to play every night and make adjustments during the game and try to, you know, emphasize our strengths and try to hide some of our weaknesses.
And, Coach, later in the week, not to look too far ahead, but you do play against Pickett County. They're undefeated on the year. They're playing well, but Coach Smith up there thinks they can play a lot better. Have you been able to scout them at all or see them on tape?
Well, yes. Actually, went down Saturday. They played Whitwell, the team that's the other district that's going to be in our region, and I wanted to see Whitwell. They're the best team in the other district. And got to see him. Coach Smith does an excellent job. He's got four starters back. And we played him Friday night down there. And, you know, they've got a good home court advantage. So we have to, you know, come ready to play. Every game, you know, you want to shoot more free throws at the opponent. That always helps you out. So that's a key player we play. But that's been a big rivalry over the years. We've had a lot of teams that's kind of our friends, friendly rivals, and Pickett's definitely been one of them. Jackson County lately, Clay County, goes way back as far as that is.
Thank you for joining us, not just this week, but each and every week on the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. Make sure to log on to ucsportsnation.com this week to see if Coach Lamar Rogers of Clark Range breaks the all-time wins record in the state of Tennessee, and to see how all your other favorite high school teams across UC Sports Nation are doing. UC Sports Nation, driven by East Tennessee Ford.
Bucks and Clay County boys basketball as the high school playbook continues from Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. Glad to have head coach Rob Edwards and several of the team members who are off to a 6-2 start with us. You got a young basketball team, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Is that an adjustment for you as a coach? I mean, do you kind of have to reset your expectations when you go into a year with a younger squad?
Well, we're not resetting expectations. We're just resetting the time frame in which we reach those expectations. So these guys have to learn a lot of things that these older guys that return every year already know.
Is it a situation where even if they have been on the team, there's still a difference in stepping up and it being your team now?
Oh, absolutely. There's a deal of ownership, of, you know, taking ownership in the team and being able to be the guy at the end of the game.
Offense ahead of defense, defense ahead of offense. Where are you right now?
Depends on the night, Larry, to be honest with you.
That's that consistency you're looking for, right? If you want to know the answers of what you're going to expect every night.
Right. We work on both each week, each day in practice, you know, and we try to take what we don't do well during the games and work on that and try to make our what we see as weaknesses our stronger points.
I think the practice scenario for basketball is so interesting. You don't get a lot of practice time before you're forced to go out there and play the first game. And then, in a lot of cases, you're actually playing some region games before Christmas. I mean, you're just – it's like you're thrown into the fire.
We are. We only get 2 weeks prior to our first game for practice. And the situation we were in this year is unusual for me, to be honest with you. Our football team – had a very successful season, made the second round of the playoffs, and I had 7 of my 14 guys playing football. So,
wow.
Really, those guys had just 2 or 3 days of practice before our first, what you call, real game.
What's the biggest adjustment for those guys coming over from football to play basketball?
Conditioning.
Yeah. It's a different kind of conditioning that makes a price to people.
It is. The conditioning factor is the biggest thing that I notice in them.
Because in basketball, it's kind of continuous, where football, you go 15 seconds and then it's over.
Right, exactly. It's more stop and go, and basketball is just continuous cardio. So it's a big difference. It's a big adjustment for these guys.
Are you about where you thought you would be at this point?
We are. You know, I said at the beginning of the season that I thought we would maybe win a game or two early that we shouldn't, and maybe lose a game or two early that we shouldn't, and it sort of played out that way. We lost to Gordonsville the other night, and not saying we shouldn't lose them. They're a quality team, but you know, we didn't play as well as I thought we should, and had a couple good days of practice, then bounced back last night against Trousdale.
Do you agree that that is part of just young basketball teams? You see games where you just don't play well, and then some games you play well kind of unexpectedly. That's that inconsistency that young teams deal with, isn't it?
It is. It's hard to make these guys understand that they have to play their best basketball every night, because every team's gonna bring their best game every night. So we have to do the same. We have to match their intensity every night, every minute they're on the floor.
Rob Edwards is with us, head coach of Clay County. What is the biggest thing that has changed since you started coaching about basketball, the game itself, or the guys that are playing?
Well, I don't think a lot's changed about the kids. You know, if you you make your expectations known, they're going to try their best to meet those expectations. You know, kids are kids for the most part. I've been really fortunate through the years to have some really, really good kids, and still do on this team here, you know. And I couldn't tell you as far as the game, maybe the physicality of it at times. The officiating's changed a little bit.
How so?
I think you get by with a little more now than what you did when I started 20 years ago. I think you can be a little more physical.
It's interesting, because there's a lot of cry at both the pro and college levels, really, that it is too physical, and they've tried to do things to, you know, uncompact the lanes, so to speak. I guess just a sign of the time. Part of it, too, I guess, is just guys are bigger now than they've ever been.
They are. Even at the high school level, a lot of schools now have really, really nice weight facilities, and some schools have their own trainers and that sort of thing, and that's a luxury that we don't have. But, you know, that does change. The kids are in a lot better shape and a lot stronger.
You mentioned the tradition of basketball there and the quality of players that you've had at Clay County over the years. Just how serious, for those that may not know Salina well, how serious is basketball in Salina?
Well, I take it pretty seriously. And I think the community takes it pretty serious. I think if you come to a game at Clay County, or if you go to an away game where we're playing somewhere, you'll see the amount of fans we have that travel with us. And I think that speaks for itself, that our community really supports us.
And there's a tradition of excellence.
There is. There are expectations. That's a fact.
Do those weigh on you?
Well, I'd be foolish to say they don't, but yes, they do. You know, we work hard at it, and that's our expectations, and that's what we hold the kids to.
Do you think they weigh on the young people?
I think to a certain extent. I think we try to have fun with it, and we want those guys to have fun. That's something we talk about in the locker room and practice sometimes. You know, we got to have fun at the same time.
This is a game, after all.
That's right.
Yeah. Rob Edwards, head coach of Clay County, with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive on the High School Playbook. Who'd you bring along today?
Well, we have two seniors on our team. We got Jake Ashlock, who's our only returning starter from last year, and Mason Sharp.
Let me start with Jake. As the only returning starter, does that carry some extra pressure with it?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I bring a lot of experience. Mason does too. That That's a big deal.
Game experience, experience with situations, just experience with playing at this level, or all of those things?
All of it.
Yeah. What did you try to work on in the off season to improve your game?
Leadership. I worked on my leadership a lot, just rebounding, getting in shape and whatnot.
How do you work on leadership? Is it, are you a natural leader, or are you more quiet and subdued, or?
I guess just leading by example. I'm not more of a vocal, just leading by example.
So you're less likely, you want to just do it and show guys how to do it more than getting in their face and talking about it. Okay. So where do you feel like this basketball team is at this point?
We still got room to improve, but we're getting better day by day.
Mason, what has it been like for you to take more of a role in this basketball team? You've obviously played and been a big contributor, but now being one of the two.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy the challenge for sure. Just coming in every day, leading, doing whatever I can to help the team.
What did you want to work on this year to get better?
Finishing around the rim, just being a leader for this team, and especially on the defensive end.
He preaches defense, doesn't he?
Yes, sir.
What's the hallmark of what he wants done defensively?
Effort and just being the better man.
Coach, isn't that as much of anything what defense is about? I know there's technique in it and that sort of thing, but it's a want to and a desire, isn't it?
It is. It's just it just comes down to how gritty and how tough you are as a player, and how big of a competitor you are, really, is how we view it.
Do you see guys that when they first come in the program that you kind of wonder whether they're going to be able to get it, and then over time they do get what you want?
Oh, yeah. That's a big, huge step for a lot of these guys coming from the junior high level to the high school level and learning how to guard kids that are their age or older than them.
Mason, what has impressed you about your young teammates as they have started this year?
Their ability to score the ball and just be an offensive weapon at all times for us.
Are you comfortable, Jake, being an offensive player, or do you like the defensive side of it more?
Both.
You like both?
I like both sides.
That's
I like
good.
To score the ball, but I like to play defense too.
Do people know when they're going to play against you that you're going to play them tough? I mean,
oh yeah,
they kind of get that sense.
Yes, sir. I pride myself on physicality.
Where does this team need to get better, in your opinion?
The defensive end, and just to get our chemistry together.
That's probably something that a lot of fans don't realize. You have to kind of know what each other is doing. You got to kind of build that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
How about from your standpoint on that, Mason, just from playing in the guard position, that chemistry and developing that, is that key?
Yeah. Gelling as a team is always important. Just knowing where everybody's going to be and just getting that rhythm together.
Coach, that's nothing you can force, is it? That just comes with time and playing games.
It does. You can talk about it all you want, but it's just a matter of kids getting together and understanding their role and understanding their teammates' roles. And hopefully by January, February, that takes care of itself.
And it's one of those givens when you have an older team that's been together versus this situation where you got a couple of older guys and you're trying to get some younger guys mixed in. They just kind of find their place.
Oh, yeah, that's you explained it better than I can, really. That's exactly what has to happen.
How important are these Christmas tournament games that you will play toward that end?
Well, there's a few aspects you can look at. We like to try some different stuff over Christmas, some things that may or may not work for us down the stretch when we get into tournament time, things that we might have to turn to at some point. You know, maybe if we're not a pressing team, we work on press a little bit, or we work on a trapping zone or something like that. When, you play some more people, you can play a few more people and see how they're going to react in crunch time.
I guess that also helps you in just preparing for injuries, preparing for even next year, just getting some guys on tape, so to speak.
It does. You can see how different lineups play together.
Mason, can you believe that it has gone this fast?
No, it's flown by for sure.
Can you think back to your first day stepping on that court and still remember that?
It was a lot different back then.
Yeah. I bet. Jake, for you, when you look back on this experience, what are you going to be most proud of what the basketball teams you've been a part of have accomplished?
Going to state, just to be around my brothers. It's been fun.
You'd like to put a final stamp on it, I bet,
wouldn't
you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, what does this team have to do to put those stamps? Where do they most need to get better between now and February and March?
It's hard to just pick one thing at this point in the season. You know, we've got to get better in every aspect of the game. We've got to execute better offensively. We've got to make shots when we have to make shots. And obviously on the defensive end, we have to improve. So it's there's a lot of stuff for us to work on there.
But that's the great thing about basketball that's a little different than other sports is you got time to work on it, and then it's whoever gets hot come tournament time, right?
We do. That's the beauty of basketball. Right now, games right now are important, but in the scheme of things, you want to be good in February and March.
Congratulations on not just this year, but what you have accomplished and your teams have accomplished over the years at Clay County. They're always fun to watch, and we're so appreciative of you coming and being a part of the show today.
Well, we appreciate you inviting us, and we appreciate what you do for high school sports in the Upper Cumberland.
Head coach Rob Edwards of the Clay County Bulldogs, along with senior shooting guard Mason Sharp, senior center Jake Ashlock, as they get ready for tournament time, Christmas style, just around the corner. If you're interested in some basketball today, there are games being played. Cookeville taking on DeKalb County, Pickett County, and Warren County on the schedule today. Upperman is on the road to Alcoa. So some high school action. You can follow all the latest information, of course, at ucsportsnation.com, driven by East Tennessee Dodge. Glad to have with us Mark Sims, head coach of the Monterey Wildcat girls. They fall to Red Boiling Springs last night. This has been kind of an up-and-down start, I guess, for your basketball team. You started strong, but now have kind of struggled the last week or so. Just part of finding yourself as a team early on?
Yeah, we struggled here recently after starting off good, you know, preseason, first couple games of the year. We were playing really well. We're struggling right now just finding consistency, and part of that is, I mean, you were talking before we started here, just growing pains and learning how to win, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
When you are putting together a basketball team, do you as a coach, do you ever know exactly how it's going to come together, when it's going to come together, or I guess is that some of the troubles of being a coach?
That's one of those things you try to figure out as early as you can, but until you hit the floor, you really don't know for sure. I try to visualize what we're going to do well and what we're going to struggle at, and we try to work on that early, and that's part of why you hope to get better throughout the year. You actually figure out what you're good at and what you've got to get better at.
Coming into this year, where did you think you were going to be a good basketball player?
Well, the girls have worked really hard in the weight room. They've gotten a lot stronger. They've gotten faster. You always hope. I'm sure every coach in America wants to play fast. But that's where I thought we would be the best at, is being able to get up and down the floor. And where we've kind of struggled at recently is defending people and going and getting a rebound. So that's definitely what we've got to work on.
A lot of fans hear this term of preseason camp and summer work, and because things have changed since a lot of us played ball, what goes on in those periods? What are you trying to get done?
Well, for us, we did more summer and preseason stuff than we've done. We went to MTSU, we went to Tech, we had some other little play days this summer, and so I guess what you're trying to do is you're trying to find your identity at that point and get a head start on what we were just talking about as far as figuring out what you're good at, what you're not good at, and what you need to work on for the season. But for us right now, it's just getting floor time. You know, we don't have a whole lot of experience as compared to some of the teams that we play maybe. So you're trying to get court time and get some chemistry among your players.
In that preseason summer work, are you playing games? Is it more fundamental work? A little bit of both?
Well, it's both. We played a ton of games this summer. And, you know, our practices were more focused on fundamentals and individual skills. But there's a lot of games that go with that, too.
Are you able to do much installation of your systems and those sorts of things?
We do. We get a start on it. You know, I try to trickle it in as the summer goes and as the season goes, put in a little at a time. So we put in the basics in the summer, and I think everybody pretty much does that.
Head coach of the Monterey Wildcats, Mark Sims, with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. How long does it take you to get your system fully installed? Like, for example, is it fully installed now?
I don't know if I can answer that just yet. I don't know that it's installed yet. So, you know, we hope to be playing our best and to have everything put in and to be hitting our peak in January, February. And that's what I keep preaching to the girls. Like we talked earlier, you know, we had a good preseason in that. We're struggling a little bit right now. But we've just got to keep working and get that system in place and find our identity as a team, hopefully by January and February, and be playing at our best then.
Is your approach that install a little bit and then work it, get better at it before you try to install something else?
That's the idea.
Because you can overload them, can't you?
You can overload them, and you can figure out what's not working and what we need to work on more and just keep installing a little bit at a time.
What is your biggest basketball, maybe a what or it could be a who, your biggest basketball influence as a coach?
I played at White County for a great coach, Roy Whited, and I still kind of look to him, you know, what did he do? What's the type of things that he taught us? And try, you know, you got to be your own coach. I don't want to try to be him, but what's the principles and the things that he taught us that made me better?
Is it hard to translate that from being a player to now being a coach?
It is.
From a communication standpoint, I mean, because a lot of times people say, you know, it came naturally to me as a player, but as a coach, I got to think about.
Well, as a player, you know, there was certain stuff that you were good at, and there's certain things that you're not good at. And I think sometimes it might be tough when you see your team not being good at something maybe you were good at and saying, well, that was easy, you know.
Why don't they get that?
Right. So you kind of got to put your playing style aside and focus on them.
Several Lady Wildcats are with us at Chick-fil-A. Who's along for the ride today?
We've got four seniors, all returning from last year. Faith Walker, Anna Hudson, Grace Klaus, and Caitlin Moorhead.
All right, so of these seniors, who's the leader, Coach? Who's the alpha dog in this group?
I don't know. We're trying to figure it out still. They all do a pretty decent job at times. So hopefully somebody or two or three of them will emerge from the pack and really step forward as we go.
Faith, let me start with you then. How difficult is it to kind of be the senior now? And because the other ladies on the team are looking up to you guys and saying, all right, lead us. Is that hard?
Right now it's kind of hard because we just started senior year, but I kind of like the leadership. And last year we just had one senior, so we all had to step up either way, but I'm liking it so far.
Did that experience help you because you had to be almost a leader last year?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. What did you try to get better during the off season? Where'd you work?
Keeping my head straight and trying not to foul as much and just keep my team together, because that's what our problem is we get too wound up. And if we stay together and just – we try to keep it going fast, but we got to stay together at the same time.
So you don't foul on purpose?
No.
No, okay. I'm just making sure. Anna, how about you? What did you work on? Where did you want to improve your game?
I wanted to improve my game with mental and being able to stay in the game without getting overwhelmed and – just going crazy during the game.
How do you do that? How do you work on that?
Being taught more strictly and knowing what's going to happen during the game.
Do you find yourself during a game now, because you have worked on it, able to say, okay, relax, just take a breath?
Yeah, I think we have a better outlook of different things throughout the game.
Caitlin, you were nodding on that, so we'll go to you next.
Yeah, that's kind of what I feel like I've tried to work on, because, like, my problem, I feel like, is when I mess up two or three more times because I just get frustrated. So I've been trying to just make sure I calm down and do what I know I'm supposed to do my job.
A lot of times coaches say that the best thing you can have is no memory, right?
Yeah.
You mess up, you forget. You learn the lesson, but you don't let it drag on and on and on.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to focus on.
Where do you see this team right now? Are you happy with where you are? I mean, I know more work to do, but
yeah, we've gotten a lot better, and we haven't really shown it the past few games, but I know we're a lot better than what we've been doing, and the chemistry is just so much better, and I feel like we know what we're going to do next. Like, we know how each other plays, and we work together very well.
Grace, do you agree with that, that you kind of have, she's going to zig and you're going to zag? And
yes, sir. We really all play together better as a team now. We understand what each other's doing. We can read what we're going, where we're going, what all we're doing.
How are the younger players integrating themselves in the team?
They're doing very well. They've learned over the summer how we play. We've learned how they play, so we've kind of all worked together.
Are they challenging you?
They are.
In a good way?
Yes.
Yeah. You agree with that, Anna, that they're pressing you guys to get better in practice?
Yes, I do agree with that, because we had some people come and move up there, and the younger ones are learning how to guard us during practice and learning how other teams guard us and how they should guard us during practice to make us better to play against them.
Faith, you're almost 10 games into this of your senior year, your final year. Can you believe it?
No, I don't know. I feel like I've wasted so much time, because everybody says just, you know, enjoy it and everything, and you never take it in. And I'm trying to really take it in this year, because I can't believe it came this fast.
So would you like to press the rewind button and go back?
Oh, yes.
In a minute. Where do you want to see this basketball team get better?
What?
Where do you want to see this team get better over the next couple of months?
I want to see all – I mean, we got to play four quarters. That's what we do. We just have, like, a few quarters where it's just – we're just down, I guess. So I just think playing all four quarters and just playing as a team like we are and pushing the ball.
Grace, how important are these games in the next couple of weeks leading into Christmas, and then ultimately you're going to Pigeon Forge for the Christmas? Because – when you get back in January, you got to be ready to go, right?
I think the games over Christmas and coming up now are going to be very important to us, because, like Coach Sims said, we want to play our best ball in January and February, but we have to get ready for that. So by staying active over Christmas break and going to all the different games and just showing who we are and getting better as a team to prepare for January and February.
Caitlin, this was a rebuilding of the basketball program at Monterey, and you've been a huge part of that. All four of you have been. Would you like to make that statement?
Yeah. Coach Sims always tells us that we need to plant a seed for the younger girls under us and try to lead as an example and just do what we're supposed to do.
Anna, how about for you? Want to plant that seed for what this basketball program can become?
Yeah, I want to plant a seed. Everyone talks about the people that have won in the past are going to start, like, that's their example set for them. And I think that if we set an example, that it will encourage the younger girls next year whenever we move on to keep going.
Coach, how do you feel about the building process that's going on with your program?
Well, what they've been touching on here for the past couple minutes is really been one of the biggest things for us. You know, when I came up here a few years ago as an assistant coach, we had eight girls on the team, and it makes practice really tough. Now I think we're at 18
Wow.
girls on the team total, and our underclassmen are a lot better than they have been in the past as a group. One, we've got more numbers, but two, they're really good players. Our younger girls are really good players, and what that does is allows us to have better, more competitive practices, and it's really pushing the older ones.
And it's so huge because they come to you with more skills and fundamentals. You're not starting from ground zero.
That's right. It's, the more they know, that's the less that we got to work on.
Well, congratulations on the building of the program. I know that you're not at the record you want to be today, but you're showing progress, and we so appreciate you coming and being with us today at Chick-fil-A.
We thank you guys for everything that Stonecom 93.7 does for us.
Head coach Mark Sims of the Monterey Wildcats, along with members of the senior class, Grace Klaus, Faith Walker, Anna Hudson, Caitlin Moorhead, with us. Cookeville Cavaliers basketball as our trip across the Upper Cumberland continues. Round ball style, high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. For Cookeville head coach Jamie Gillies, freshman Cassie Gallagher stepping up last week against Cleveland, 12 points. She isn't the only freshman that's making an impact for the Lady Cavaliers this season.
Yeah, Cassie had a great summer for us. I've got, her and Jordan Gillis is a freshman, and then I've got Mary Grace Bundrant, who all three of those freshmen are on varsity, and they are all very talented young players. And they all got a lot of minutes this summer, and Cassie and Mary Grace have been playing in JV and just really, really doing well. And Cassie she's a great shooter, so when she comes in and makes her first one, I feel like it's going to be a good night for her. So she stepped in Saturday night and made some big-time shots and some big-time free throws late in the game where you wouldn't have thought she was a freshman. But it's very exciting, looking at these young players and seeing the future of our program.
Sometimes you get players in high school that, they see they're going to be on JV and they kind of get in a little rut. They don't maybe progress as much as you would like them. That's not happened here in this case with a lot of your young players.
No, and that's something that when I came, when I took over at Cookeville High School, that was something that we really, as a coaching staff, we really wanted to show the importance of, we are a very large school, and, in a school of 2,500 kids, you're going to have 20 kids that can play basketball on your high school team. And so just kids understanding that JV is not a punishment. It's not anything to look down on. It's just a way for those younger kids and those kids who are still learning our offense and learning how we play to get in and get 15, 18 games in where they get tons of playing time, where they're not just sitting on the end of a bench and only getting to practice. So it's huge for our program, and that's one of, I think, the benefits of playing at a big school, because, just because you're not starting on varsity or getting minutes in varsity, you're still getting a ton of playing time through games, that are officiated by TSSAA officials, that are, other teams, JVs, and so we take it very serious, and we take a lot of pride in our wins, and, we go out there and try to win every JV game and really help those kids to move forward, and I'm super proud of our JV program.
But a consistent name we always see, and I feel like we talk about, is KK Graves.
KK is, she's not even come out of her shell as to what she can do yet, and when she does and the public gets to see what we get to see in practice and how she can play, it's going to be really, really fun. She is so well-rounded as a player. Defensively, she can guard the best. Offensively, she can get to the basket. She can shoot the three. Honestly, there's not a whole lot that she can't do. And, just being a sophomore, what we're working on with her right now is just her stepping into that leadership role. It's hard sometimes as a 15-year-old, when you've got juniors and seniors above you, but, her game speaks for itself. And so what I'm wanting from her most is to just really step out and be that leader and be more vocal on the court. But she's a great player and she's a great kid.
And, Coach, I haven't gotten to talk to you since this happened, but I believe Bailey's your oldest daughter, and she hit 7 threes over the Thanksgiving break. Just how cool was that for you to witness that, obviously as a coach, but as a mom?
Yeah, it was pretty neat. We knew when I took over, Coach Brock, who was an assistant before I came, had given us a list of all the previous records. So we knew that the record for threes was six. And so, I mean, we don't, you know, our goals aren't to break records. Our goals are to win ball games and move forward. But she had five, I think, through she got her yeah, she had five through three quarters. And so my assistant told me, he said, she's pretty close. You know, you might want to just keep her in. And because I'd taken her out in the start of the fourth quarter. And so I said, all right, we'll put her back in. If she makes another one, we'll see what happens. And sure enough, she made another one right off the bat. And so she tied it. And so I let the kids know that she was playing with it. She was one away. And I'm telling you, the coolest thing on my team was watching those kids try to get it to her and try to screen for her because they wanted her to get it as much as she wanted it. And going back and watching the film, it was pretty neat how where we filmed, my bench was across from the camera, and seeing every time she caught the ball, my entire bench stood up with their hands up because they thought it was going in. And when she finally made that last one, they went as crazy as the girls on the floor. So it was really neat, as you know, to see that as for my team. But you know, Bailey being my daughter is pretty cool too. I did tell her I made nine in a game at Upperman, so I told her she still don't have the family record, but she can have the Cookeville record for now.
Jamie Gillies, head coach of the Cookeville Cavaliers, in action tonight against DeKalb County. Presented by Mountain Barn Builders, this is the High School Playbook, talking high school hoops as we head to Jamestown. York Institute's boys got a big district win over DeKalb County this week. Offensive rebounding played a big role for the Dragons in that contest, according to head coach Russell Taze.
Yeah, it was a big win for us on the road, getting a district win. We knew it would be a tough matchup. They got a couple big post players inside, and we got some very experienced kids back from last year on the perimeter, and I thought our guys did a good job coming in and attacking inside, going after big guys. We didn't have an exceptionally well shooting, you know, good shooting night, but we done a good job of getting to the basket and taking the ball inside. And we done a lot better job on the boards. You know, just proud of our guys being able to do what we need to do on the road against a good team and get a big district win.
And talking with Coach Sanders after the game the other night, he specifically pointed out how you guys crashed the boards offensively.
That's been something that we've been working on. There's been some games earlier where we did not do a very good job of crashing the boards and just being physical and being competitive on the boards. And I think that's one of the things we've been challenging our kids to be more aggressive and to get to the offensive boards and get those tough baskets that we need to get. And especially Noah Smith and Riley Cooper, Roger Meadows did a good job. You know, they just did a good job going to the boards and getting those putbacks, getting those tough points. Like I said, we didn't have an exceptionally good shooting night, so it was very important we had to do that, and I was proud of our guys that we did.
That's got to give you some reassurance as a coach to know that when you're not hitting on all cylinders shooting the ball, that you're at least able to, like you said, crash the boards and manufacture a couple, you know, some baskets when you need them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's part of being competitive as well. If you want to win, you know, and you're not shooting the ball well, then you're going to have to take it and get to the paint as much as possible. You're going to have to get inside and battle and get those, get those tough baskets. And I think our guys, like I said, did a good job that the other night. And it was a tied game at half. And I thought our guys did a good job coming out in the second half and just being aggressive and being physical inside. And like I said, the Cavs got two, very, very strong, very big post players. And I was very proud of our guys, our two post players getting there, really battling with them and doing a good job.
And I'd noticed that Roger Meadows had probably been your leading scorer throughout most of the games this year and throughout the season. And DeKalb County was able to kind of lock him up. But Nicholas Smith, Riley Cooper, and Noah Smith all stepped up on the offensive end.
Yeah, he didn't shoot it real well, I think. And And we tried to, you know, tell Roger he's probably going to draw a lot of attention defensively from other teams. And I thought he'd done a good job dispersing the ball. And he didn't shoot real well, but, you know, he got some key baskets going to the glass. And again, our other three guys, Noah and Nick and Riley Cooper, they really stepped up and kind of filled that gap, just like you said. They had the kind of games that we needed to have out of them. If we can kind of maintain that kind of balanced scoring among those four, I feel pretty good about our chances and with anybody we play.
Head coach Russell Taze of the York boys team as they continue their work against Cumberland County coming up on Tuesday night. Speaking of what's ahead from the UC Sports Nation schedule over the next couple of days, we invite you to go to the White County Christmas Tournament or the Stone Memorial Classic. They get started this week. Other big games on the schedule include Tuesday night, Monterey and Clay County, Clark Range and Jackson County. Next Friday night, Pickett County battles Gordonsville. We'll be back here next Saturday to talk about all the basketball happenings around the Upper Cumberland. Hope you'll be with us. Our show today produced by Will Hearn, on-site producer Lyra Trobaugh for the graduating Maddie Grider. Congratulations, Maddie. Justin Matheny and Rusty Ellis do the good work at ucsportsnation.com.